took me a while to realize that the season two, the fourth, was really the fourth was of the professional low level of tennis, and that they really didn't want to see any changes which would affect the security of their financial future. Now, in fact, I told my wife the very impolite sentence, as far as these guys are concerned, they want to say, let me play in my sandbox and give me the money and go away if I don't deserve it. Mm-hmm. They had no interest in national problems, in technical national needs. And the first time I bumped into it very forcefully when my Navy member, Dr. Lang, he was labeled as a national, he had been in the National Science Board. He had been in charge of an effort called RAN, Research Applied to National Needs. He said it was so logical, but he said it was something that needed by the economy. This was some after in the 60s. And it's took about 25, 30 years until maybe some presidents, people like Schmidt and some other high level people, finally said, you know, you can't be worried about national needs. Frank Press, who was the OSTP chief, the White House science chief, under, oh, he's guy down in the South, good idea that he may have to go. Now he's a very, very fine ex-president
of Carter.
Carter. He was on the call. Frank Press, good friend of mine, I kept visiting in the White House, eventually ended up as president of the National Academy of Sciences and Engineering. And I'm in close touch with Frank. Even today, I talked to him a few years ago on his latest report. Frank Press, at the level of the National Academy, went on record to say, we have limited capabilities in supporting science and technology. We cannot just fund everything everybody thinks about. And therefore, the science community must get together and arrive at priorities, which they absolutely refuse. They say every part of this is important. And I just,
a day ago, we
got to thank the report of a committee we chaired. That report just came out. And it has the same story. I can run a copy of this one for you. It's kind of an abstract almost. But it comes down to the same thing. You can't do everything for everybody at all times. You must prioritize. Which is lying right in the face of all science. So that's what the National Academy says right now.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a 23-hour report he said for me, which I'm going to leave you and give to my actual lead friends.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say the policy making committees and boards and actively well, are mainly occupied to about a 70% percentage by lower level academics. I'm not interested to do things which are in the interest of the average I typically measure. If I take a look at the membership of regions 1 to 6, the great majority are working engineers and engineering managers, and they are absolutely not represented in those boards. The first official running I had with those people once when I was a member of the Educational Activities Board, and I chaired the committee on enhancing the importance of undergraduate education. And some of the people I had on there were people like Schmidt and people like Mulligan. I mean, it's the kind of caliber of people in my committees. And those people could find links on those little professors. But after we agreed in our committee 100% and we fought the thing, let's say, to the floor for EAB, we got voted out the door practically by the little guys. We didn't make any headway. Then I had the same experience on the awards board where I was a member. And I found that the basic research people didn't want to give us a gold medal for the excellence of engineering, undergrad engineering education, and I had to settle for a lower level field award, which was split between graduate and undergrad. Well, better than nothing. I was in the top award for about 2 years. And I thought it was the top award is nothing else but an extension of TAG. You have a bunch of retired editors from academia, and they are mainly, until a few years ago, they were just pushing any publication of basic research. That's fine. I was doing some fighting at the level of the fellowship committee where I worked directly on the board, and it took me about a year. And I got good support from people like Bud Elton and the others to add to their criteria, in addition to the quality of articles and reviewed articles and basic research, reduction to practice.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, an idea which is just in a research journal, yeah, if they have any fun with it, if it's good, and they'll reduce it to practice and bring it back here, take our money. While if we reduce things to practice, it was not respected in the top IEEE circles. Unless you wrote some basic good research papers which could be reviewed and not really of a high academic level. I wrote them. I know it not reviewed them. But when you say, what was the support from the IEEE for some of those things, I say zilch. And even today it's zilch. My wife says I'm foolish of fighting windmills and wasting my life. I'll be 77 in May. And she says you're healthy, you lay sailboats, you enjoy family, you enjoy sex, you enjoy sending grandchildren, you enjoy skiing, you enjoy water skiing, you're on the ship, you fight those things, you'll never get any.